The opinions expressed in the Spirited Sports Podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to Spirited Sports. Toldy Kakaletris, Nick DiCicco, Elias Drakos, and many more break down the biggest moments, game-changing plays, and the stories behind the athletes. Whether you live for the thrill of victory, the hustle of the underdog, or just love a great sports conversation, you're in the right place. This is Spirited Sports.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Spirited Sports. Thank you so much for joining us. It's great to be back for another week of sports talk here on Spirited Sports. It is another action-packed week of sports content to go through, and we have a lot of news to talk about across a wide variety of sports, including the NHL, the NBA, and the NFL. We have a lot to talk about, so let's get right into it here. I'm Nick DiCicco alongside Toldy Kakaletris and Elias Drakos. Let's get right into it. Let's start it off in the NHL with the Edmonton Oilers. Some injury news to talk about as we start off in the NHL. Let's take it away.
The Edmonton Oilers have a hole to fill in their forward group. Kasperi Kapanen will be out of the lineup for several weeks. It was unclear how he suffered the injury, but his final shift came at the start of the second period before he was eventually ruled out. Kapanen has 2 assists in 6 games this season and has averaged 12 minutes and 17 seconds of ice time a night. He joined the Oilers midway through last season after being waived by the St. Louis Blues. He finished the season with 6 goals and 8 assists in 67 games and added 3 goals and 3 assists in 12 postseason games. The Oilers are in Ottawa on Tuesday as they look to snap a 3-game losing streak.
The Colorado Avalanche and Carolina Hurricanes faced off in a Nordiques Whalers throwback game. What a throwback this was. I mean, you have the Colorado Avalanche with the Quebec Nordiques jerseys on. I love these jerseys. Truly an amazing old-fashioned jersey that they had going. And then how about the Carolina Hurricanes on the other end with the Ultimate Whalers throwback as well? I mean, felt like we were watching a game from many years ago, and it was a lot of fun to watch, I have to say. I mean, the Nordiques relocated to Colorado for the 95-96 season and immediately won the Stanley Cup, while the Whalers moved to Raleigh for the 97-98 season. And the Canes won the Cup in 2006. The Avalanche and Oilers last played in 1995. It was the final regular season game for the Nordiques and the final game at the Quebec Coliseum. Back then, the Nordiques won 4-1, getting 2 goals from Andre Kovalenko, a power play goal from Joe Sakic, and a goal from Sylvain Lefebvre. Nordiques goalie Stéphane Fissé stopped plenty of 21 shots at the time, and I mean, gosh, what a great throwback overall this was. And I think it was a great idea for the NHL and for their fans as well.
All right, some more injury news for the Vegas Golden Knights. Their goaltender, Aiden Hill, will not be traveling with the team on their East Coast road trip as he is out week to week with a lower body injury, all that according to their head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Aiden Hill, 29 years old, was injured in the first period of Vegas' 4-1 victory against the Hurricanes on Monday. And he went down after making a save, and those were always tough to see. They do have Schmid behind him, who's expected to take the lead in the net with Aiden Hill out of the lineup. So Schmid actually was acquired by Vegas in a trade with the New Jersey Devils back in June. And that trade involved Alex Holtz coming to the Vegas Golden Knights as well in exchange for forward Paul Cotter and a draft pick as well. So that trade looking to be really, really clutch for Vegas as they deal with some goaltending injuries as well. For Schmid, 25 years old, he is a perfect 4-0-0 record to start the season with a 2.57 goals against average and an 8.99 save percentage. On behalf of all of us here at Spirited Sports, we wish Aiden Hill all the best in his recovery and wish to see him back on the ice very, very soon.
Jaromir Jagr isn't ready to step away from hockey just yet. The NHL legend took the ice for his 38th season in professional hockey on Friday, playing a game with Retiari Kladno, the team he owns in the Czech Extraliga. The 53-year-old was reportedly set to call an end to his hockey career after last season, when he appeared in 39 of Kladno's 51 regular season contests, scoring 5 goals and registering 16 points. However, that does not seem to be the case now. Kladno sits 13th out of 14 Extraliga teams with 4 wins in 14 games. The team has not finished higher than 13th since being promoted back to the top Czech league in 2021. In February 2024, the Pittsburgh Penguins retired Jagr's number 68 jersey. He spent 11 of his 24 seasons with the Penguins and put up 439 goals and 1,079 points in 806 regular season games. Pittsburgh traded Jagr to Washington before the 2001-2002 campaign. He would play another 13 seasons after that, including stops with the Capitals, Rangers, Flyers, Stars, Bruins, Devils, Panthers, and Flames. In 1,733 regular season NHL games, the 6'3", 230-pound winger, who isn't yet eligible for the Hockey Hall of Fame because he continues to play pro, registered 766 goals, 1,155 assists, and 1,921 points. Once Jagr does retire, he will be eligible for the Hockey Hall of Fame in 3 years and would be expected to become a first ballot member.
Okay, moving now from the ice to the NBA court, Dyson Daniels agrees to a 4-year, $100 million extension with the Atlanta Hawks. Atlanta Hawks all-defensive guard Dyson Daniels agreed. Daniels won the NBA's Most Improved Player of the Year, was the runner-up for the Defensive Player of the Year. He made first-team all-defense and finished with 229 steals last season. Atlanta announced the signing Monday but did not disclose the terms. The 8th pick in the 22 NBA draft, Daniels averaged 14.1 points, up from 5.8 in 2023-24, 5.9 rebounds, 4.4 assists, and 3 steals a season ago.
So for the Memphis Grizzlies, they have an injury that we are going to discuss this week, and that is Ty Jerome. He was diagnosed with a high-grade right calf strain, and he'll be out for at least 4 weeks. So for Memphis, some more injury news to talk about in the NBA with Ty Jerome of the Memphis Grizzlies. Their guard is out for at least 4 weeks as he was diagnosed with a high-grade right calf strain, and he'll be reevaluated in 4 weeks. And this was an injury suffered during the preseason game against the Miami Heat, so the game between the Grizzlies and the Heat. This injury occurred in the first quarter, and this is a really, really tough injury for Ty Jerome here. You know, had a really, really good season last year with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and this was really a big breakout season for him, and he did really, really well. He hit free agency, hit the open market, and signed a 3-year, $28 million deal with the Grizzlies to join them. And this is tough. This is a tough situation for someone who had such a really good season last year with Cleveland, kind of riding that momentum into a new team for Ty Jerome. This is a really tough situation, and injuries happen, but this is a tough one. This is a real, real tough one, especially when it happens in a preseason game. No one wants to see an injury go down during preseason, but very unfortunate to to happen here for the Grizzlies guard. Last season with the Cavaliers, you know, averaged close to 20 minutes a game. You know, played in 70 games last year, which is the most he's had in the last 5 years. And, you know, averaging close to 20 minutes per game, 12.5 points, 2.5 rebounds average, and averaging 3.4 assists with 1.1 steals. He had a really good season for a really good Cleveland Cavaliers team last year in the 2024-25 season. And it's unfortunate to see that he is going to be on the shelf for a little bit for the Grizzlies this season, because he should have had a really good start to the season, given the momentum that should have carried on from Cleveland last year, hitting the open market, as I said, and really kind of taking off from there. But injuries are unfortunate. And on behalf of all of us here at Spirited Sports, we wish him all the best in a speedy recovery and wish him back on the court as soon as possible.
Kevin Durant says his decision to sign a $90 million extension with the Houston Rockets was, quote, a no-brainer. He said that on Monday, and he said Durant spoke of the deal a day after he signed the two-year extension that could keep the superstar with the Rockets through the 2027-28 season, and a day before he played his first game with the team after a blockbuster summer trade. The second year of the extension is at Durant's option. ESPN, which first reported the agreement, cited Durant's business partner, Rich Kleiman, and said it could be worth $90 million. If Durant plays both seasons as planned, that $90 million would push his on-court earnings to nearly $600 million, which could be an NBA record depending on how LeBron James continues to play. Durant, a 15-time All-Star, one of only seven players in NBA history with that many selections, was eligible for an extension that could have been worth $122 million. He, although, opted for less, a move that will provide the Rockets plenty of flexibility for other deals going forward. Quite the extension. Durant, I think, will be happy with this money because, gosh, he seems to have a lot of money and he's a great player, of course. And the Rockets will be happy that he's coming back to their team and he's going to play with the Houston Rockets.
After helping the Indiana Pacers reach the NBA Finals last season, Aaron Nesmith is being rewarded. The sixth-year forward and the Pacers have reportedly agreed to a two-year $40.4 million extension through the 2028-29 season. Nesmith joined Indiana in 2022 after being traded by the Boston Celtics, the team that drafted him 14th overall in 2020 out of Vanderbilt. He's been a mainstay of the Pacers' rotation in three seasons with the team, and his new deal marks Nesmith's second multi-year extension with the ball club after he inked a three-year $33 million extension in 2023. Nesmith played in just 45 regular season games in 2024-25 due to injury, but remained a 3-and-D stalwart when he took the floor, averaging 12 points, 4 rebounds, 1.2 assists on 43.1% shooting from behind the arc. The Charleston, South Carolina native did remain healthy during the playoffs, starting all 23 games for the Pacers on their run to the finals. His production across the board saw an uptick throughout the postseason, particularly in his three-point shooting, as Nesmith converted at a 49.2% clip. This was the best mark by any player in a single playoffs in NBA history, with at least 100 attempts from distance. Indiana will need more of that two-way play from Nesmith this season as the team opens up the season without star guard Tyrese Haliburton, who's recovering from an Achilles tear suffered in Game 7 of the Finals.
Let's take it from the court to the gridiron. Let's talk about some football in the NFL. And let's start off with a classic rivalry matchup in the AFC, and that is the Chiefs and the Raiders. This time, the matchup, a little bit of a blowout as the Chiefs hand the Raiders a big, big 31-0 loss in a very lopsided affair. And this was a really good game for the Chiefs, who have kind of struggled to get out of the gates this year. For the Chiefs and the Raiders, this is a very odd occurrence for the Chiefs to be so dominant and have this much of a lopsided victory against the Las Vegas Raiders, because usually when we see these two teams duke it out, it is always a very back and forth kind of affair, and it's always the kind of game that very, very many people are wanting to watch. And this one was a blowout. Again, 31-0, a very lopsided victory for the Chiefs. And this was a good comeback victory for Rashee Rice, coming off his suspension and coming off some injuries as well. It was a big, big game for him. 2 touchdowns. And Mahomes threw for 286 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 of them to Rice. So the 2-time league MVP actually sat out the entire fourth quarter. Mahomes did not play the fourth quarter. The backup took over from there because it was such a big lead, and to avoid injuries and things of that sort, keep the starters as fresh as possible, especially in a lopsided victory as this was. So for Rashee Rice, finished with 7 catches, 42 yards in his first game back since week 4 of last season. And he had a really good showing, and he was that speedy effect that the Chiefs needed, that weapon that the Chiefs didn't really have in the first bit of this season. And he came back right at the perfect time against the Raiders that were really banged up and were missing a lot of their key starters. And again, this was why they had this kind of lopsided affair. But for the Chiefs, this was a really good win for them. And they kind of needed this because they weren't really up to the standard that the Chiefs usually are at this point in the year. A tough loss for the Raiders, who are on a bye week this upcoming week. So they have to kind of stew with this lopsided loss for 2 weeks, which is unfortunate, but you know, it should give them good motivation to come back really, really hungry to get a victory in their next matchup. For the Raiders, Geno Smith finished 10 for 16 with 67 yards, and Ashton Jeanty, one of the NFL's top rookie running backs, only carried the ball 6 times for 21 yards. So for this matchup, 31-0, it is the 4th and most lopsided shutout by the Kansas City Chiefs in their 133-game history. That just goes to show how much of a rivalry this is and how much the Raiders missed their key players. And this is a rivalry that has been going on for a long, long time in the AFC. And their next matchup is going to be in January, and that is in Las Vegas on January 4th at Allegiant Stadium. So this one was a lopsided victory. I don't expect that when we come into January. So we'll just have to wait and see what is to come for the next rendition of Chiefs and Raiders. Let's take it now to Tampa Bay and another injury, another unfortunate injury for the Buccaneers, and that is their veteran receiver in Mike Evans suffering a broken collarbone during Monday night's matchup against the Detroit Lions. And this is an injury that will sideline him most likely for the remainder of the season. For the Buccaneers, this is a tough injury. The Bucs have done a good job this season. They are top of the NFC South, and they are 5-2 on the season so far. This is a tough, tough injury for the Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield because, you know, Mike Evans is such a important part of this offense, such an integral part, that this injury is really, really tough on them. A broken collarbone for Evans. He also suffered a concussion on the play in question in the second quarter of that matchup. On a deep pass from Baker Mayfield, Evans hit his head on the turf, and it was a tough, tough injury to see. He had to be helped off the field, and it was not a good look. It was not a good look. You hate to see these kind of injuries happen, especially with concussions in the NFL. And then a broken collarbone as well. It's tough. One thing to add that kind of really puts a damper on this injury is Mike Evans' record, his streak of most consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. And this season, if he had gotten it, it would have snapped the streak of Jerry Rice's 11 most consecutive 1,000-yard seasons, which he got from 1986 to 1996. Mike Evans was tied for the record when he began it in 2014. But with this injury, most likely this streak will be over. And it's so, so unfortunate because Evans is such a great player in the NFL. And he deserved this league record and etched into the history books for most consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. Mike Evans and Jerry Rice actually met during the summer. And Rice gave Evans his blessing this summer to go beat the record, which is very good for both sides. We hope that Evans can come back sooner than later and try and get back and be as healthy as he can be for this Bucks team that have been really doing really well the last few seasons, and he's been a major contributor to the Bucks' success over the last couple seasons. So for all of us here at Spirited Sports, we wish Mike Evans all the best in his recovery and wish him back to the field as soon as possible.
Brendan Graham is leaving no doubt about his retirement status in the NFL. The two-time Super Bowl champ and longest-tenured Philadelphia Eagle in history announced Tuesday he's coming out of retirement and will rejoin the Eagles' defense. Graham, who is 37, explains his plans for the 16th season with Philly on his Brendan Graham Unblocked podcast with PHLY, or Philly Sports. The Eagles also confirmed the news on social media, saying BG is back and that the team had agreed to terms with the veteran defensive end. Graham said Eagles GM Howie Roseman had asked him to come out again for one more season, but Graham wasn't sure. And now, well, he's coming back in. He's coming back to the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, what a move for the Eagles this is, to have a guy like this back, to have that veteran presence on your team. They're pushing for another championship, and it's clear that Brendan Graham wants to be a part of it.
The Los Angeles Rams quarterback threw 5 touchdown passes in a 35-7 victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday. That's a first for an NFL international game. Stafford and the Rams do get to fly home with a 5-2 record, their best start since their Super Bowl winning season in 2021. The previous time he threw 5 touchdowns in a game was on Thanksgiving in 2015 in Detroit's 45-14 win over the Eagles. On Sunday, he had little trouble with Jacksonville's defense by connecting with Devontae Adams for 3 scores at the iconic home of English soccer. Stafford, who has thrown 12 touchdowns with no interceptions in his past 4 games, also connected with rookie receiver Kanata Mumfield and rookie tight end Terrence Ferguson in the London rout. Stafford and Adams found the right time to connect because Puka Nacua missed the game with an ankle injury. Adams became the second player to score 3 touchdowns in an international game. The NFL said the first was Mercedes Lewis, who had 3 in Jacksonville's 44-7 win over the Ravens at Wembley in 2017. The only highlight for the Jaguars, 4-3, was rookie two-way star Travis Hunter getting his first NFL touchdown. It made the score 28-7 in the fourth quarter. Hunter had his best day as a pro, catching 8 passes for 101 yards and the score. Jags quarterback Trevor Lawrence finished 23 of 48 for 296 yards and the touchdown pass to Hunter. The Jaguars allowed 7 sacks and committed 13 penalties for 119 yards.
Alrighty, that will do it for the end of another episode of Spirited Sports. We had a lot to talk about this week in the NHL, the NBA, and the NFL. We had some great, great conversations about some of the latest sports news to talk about across the sports world. That'll do it for the end of this episode of Spirited Sports. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time.